Live streaming of this show available via Roku streaming devices, Apple TV, smart TVs, Amazon Echo, and many other devices. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn how to listen and watch live.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your breast aware couple, breast cancer aware couple, Jay and Renee Valentine. Go ahead, babe. You can go ahead.
Today is Monday, October
24th, 2016. And this is episode 207. Sorry, everyone. Right when I did that, I had moved my notes over and I lost my soundboard. And I was like, oh, there it goes. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, I'm Jay Valentine. That's my lovely wife, Renee, who has my back in my craziness.
Hello.
And this is the Valentine Cast. So thank you all for being here. We're a couple here in Louisville, Kentucky, just sharing our lives with you, the listener and the viewer. Because if you're watching this live, you know, you get to see all the good stuff. The bets have been made. The stakes have been set. And Renee is on the clock. I'm just saying. Nope. She doesn't know about this. But it's happening today.
Well, no one even has given you anything yet.
You don't know what people have been giving me. You don't check my email. You don't know what I have going on. You don't know what's been going on over here. So let's go ahead and jump right into the
Weekend Wrap-Up! Boom!
That's how you people say it, right?
Oh, man. So as we're getting into the Weekend Wrap-Up, let's say what's up to the folks in the Valentine Room! What's going on, everybody?
Hi, y'all. Yeah, Mahogan and Zabi in the house.
What is going on?
It's good
lovely,
to see you all.
A lovely couple from Tennessee. It's good seeing y'all. Can't wait to get back down there to see you all. And
agreed.
I am excited because Mahogan purchased a race car track. And I'm going to go back down there.
Yeah,
and
super
I am
excited
going to,
about it.
We're going to race cars. It's going to be awesome. Just like kids. You sit there and watch it go around. A little loop. Yeah.
Over and over.
Oh, just like NASCAR, man. I mean, woo, it's amazing. And we got JK tardy ass coming in here. He's slacking. What's up with that, JK?
He gonna say, y'all better be glad I'm here at all.
I know. I had to give him a trip. But you know what? Here's what I don't understand. So all we need now, we need someone from Oregon. We need somebody from Wyoming. And we need some from South Carolina. And then we will have the five states represented that candy corn is their favorite candy of all time.
Obviously, there's some contaminant in the water. That doesn't make
I mean, because you got Tennessee, you got Texas, Wyoming, Oregon, and South Carolina.
Dude, candy corn is the stuff of devils. It's terrible.
I'm going to let you know, though, JK did let us in on something. So he's cool with me calling him Tardy Ass because that was his stripper name in high school. So,
tardy ass.
You know, he waited to shake his ass until
I don't know if I would give tardy ass too many dollars.
You don't because they're tardy about doing it. So I mean,
so how do they make money?
I don't know. How do you think? There's no champagne in the champagne room.
No sex in the champagne room. No sex in the champagne room.
Yeah, there's no champagne in the champagne room either.
Apparently not.
But anyway, JK called me out on throwing shade on candy corn. But anyway, Moo Hogan said that Tennessee is voting for Trump. You know what? I mean, I'm pretty sure Kentucky is too, so.
Kentucky will probably go.
Louisville won't.
Louisville will not.
Louisville will not.
Louisville has not gone Republican in a long time.
Yep. They went Democrat and didn't look back. Woo!
You're on a roll, but I don't even know if that qualifies as a good roll right now. You're just on some kind of roll.
All right. So, some things we've been up to this week, the past couple of weeks. Kim and myself, my favorite sister-in-law, Miss Kim and I went to the Duke and U of L game.
They spent some brother-in-law and sister-in-law time.
We did. And it was amazing. You know, we had a good time. And then people were asking me about how did I become a Duke fan and why am I here?
Why are you here? And that's what I said. Like, why are you even here?
And I said, well, I'm here. You know, I was born, you know, in North Carolina. My cousin, Kevin Strickland, played for Duke. So I was like, you know, that's how I became a Duke fan. Uh-huh. So then I said, I moved here and I married my wife and I married into a Card family.
Right.
So that's like, oh, that's awesome. Da, 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 da. And Kim was like, yeah, my brother-in-law. I was like, Kim.
Yeah, Kim wanted to be sure, like, hey.
I'm not married this guy.
Exactly.
Which is fine. I mean, I didn't care.
She wanted everybody to know.
I didn't feel like, I mean, that's up to her.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not going to act like I'm married to her, but.
What? You got something against my sister?
No.
You don't want me married to my sister? What you mean?
Okay, see, you put me in a strange predicament, and I don't feel comfortable right now. Would you kindly stop, or I'm going to say spousal abuse?
Okay.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, man. Let's see. All right. Anyway, but yeah, we went to the Duke game and all that good stuff.
And Duke lost, but you had a good time anyway.
Duke did lose, but the good part, they did not get stomped like some people had thought they would.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all that matters. No stomping.
Yeah, they didn't get stomped like they thought they did. They didn't get stomped like North Carolina State. I'm just going to just point that out and everything.
Ooh.
So, yeah. Okay. But, you know, as Dad said and as Kim said, a win is a win. Which, yeah. That's true.
And while they were out there, I spent time here by myself. I loved it. I am a person who thrives off of being by themselves. I can seem a little outgoing, like when I meet people, but I recharge when there's no one around. Not even Jay, even though he's awesome, but there was complete quiet in my house. Other than Toby occasionally. But it was so nice. So yeah. I read. And then I got tired of reading my books. So I watched Star Trek. It was great.
Yeah.
Had a good time.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. But yeah, it was a good time. Kim and I had a blast. Sound like Renee had a blast as well.
Yeah.
Which was good. And I'm actually happy about that. I'm glad you got that.
Really?
I am.
Are you really
happy? I mean, when I came home, you were like, I mean, I can just tell you were kind of refreshed.
Oh, you could tell like I was nice and relaxed.
You
like,
were. You was like, oh man, no Jay to entertain. Kids were asleep. I read. You know, it was nice. It was definitely nice. So
no Jay to entertain. You know,
huh?
No Jay to entertain. That's what you said.
Yeah, no Jay to entertain. You know, what's Jay want
to
do?
Do I need to?
I mean, I don't know.
I don't feel like I need to entertain you.
So, I guess I assumed that when you like, you know, I need some alone time. See, the thing is, I'll be back here playing my shit and you can go read, you know. But I guess Do you feel like you have to be around?
I feel like you want me around.
I like having you around, but that don't mean I want you around. I mean, it's not. There's a difference. It's like, you want to be around? Sure, just chill. Or, well, I guess sometimes, too, I do just like being in your presence.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what it is. Being in your presence, I must have a energy draining presence where it seems like, no, I think that's just you think you need to talk to me or something. You feel the need to entertain
when I'm around. No.
I think it's a personal issue.
It's not a personal issue. You, like, I like being by myself with nobody in the room sometimes.
Yeah?
But me.
What do you do in this room by yourself? No, I'm playing. No, I'm playing because it reminded my conversation that I was having with Daniel earlier today about, you know.
Nothing, just there's nobody there to feel that I need to talk to.
Okay, I can get that. I mean,
like, yeah. You could be in a separate room. It doesn't have to be out of the house, just in a separate room.
You ain't got to talk to me. Shut up. You don't want to talk? Just shut it. Just leave it, you know, whatever. Oh. I got shit to do. So
JK, we don't have a big enough bed for you to sleep in between us, by the way.
Yeah. If the music was a little high, I did turn it down, you know, just a little bit. And then also at the top, you know, I said we were the breast aware couple. Now we are aware of breast, but we are also aware of breast cancer. And
did you mean to say breast aware?
I did not. So, but I said breast cancer. That's where I screwed up. So that's why.
Okay.
But I said breast aware, and I was like breast cancer aware. I came back with it. That's why the intro was so screwed up at the beginning. So forgive me. And I was like, we got to do something at 9:30. We have a family conference call that we'll be kind of going over a little bit. I'm gonna try to practice some things through with you all with this, you know, try to figure out what we're gonna say,
the meaning of life
and all the other good stuff, and
all the other stuff.
But I am going, like, oh man, see, I don't even know why JK did this, but I just want to say that we are aware of
boobs
and
boobs
and
boops.
And
boops.
But anyway,
I never said that.
You could blame JK for that.
Why did I ever say that? Why?
Right. So, babe, tell them about your adventures and your great achievement of potty training.
What do you mean, my?
You did great.
Don't you mean we?
Babe, I can't. I could take credit for like 2 days. You know what I'm saying? That's about it. Then I had to go back to work. I felt bad. But
let's talk about my successes and failures. I'm gonna talk about my failures first.
Well, I can be part of the failures because the failures happened when I was around too. So I was part of the failures. So I can talk about the failures. You talk about the good stuff. Like the first 2 days that I was involved. You can talk about that positivity, and I'll talk about the failures. Okay. I'll carry that.
Okay, do you want to talk about the failures now, or you want to talk about the positivity now?
Okay, so we started potty training the girls, not this past weekend, but the weekend before. Mm-hmm. And Maya, you know, we started Saturday morning. We got up. We all said bye to the diapers.
Bye-bye, diaper.
No TV. We had pulled up the carpet the night before and all the other stuff, put up the potties, and said buy diapers. And, you know, so the first accident happened. It was Maya. Maya had her first accident.
She was like, what the hell?
Why did that hit me? And then
she did not like it.
She didn't like it. But Renee quickly, you know, picked her up, put on the potty. She finishing the potty. Zoe, you know, we couldn't catch her sign, and she kind of she went for a little bit, and then we never could catch her, you know, because she'll just be chilling, and then all of a sudden she just started peeing. We never could catch her.
No.
And then what else happened? So we never We never got to catch her pee.
Well, after Maya's first.
Well, that's the positive.
Okay, okay. All right, so.
But then yeah. Go ahead, let's go to positive.
No. We can go to negative.
No, you can go ahead. No, go ahead.
Let's just finish up Zoe.
So with Zoe.
She wasn't ready. Because you're. She never passed the I'm peeing stage.
It's like she would pee and she'd be like, the only time she would stop mid pee is if Renee happened to catch her
and like grab her and it surprised her.
So
she stopped peeing and then I put her back and then she peed the rest on the
right
potty.
So it's kind of like,
but she didn't really care.
Oh, but she did poop on the potty though.
It was coincidence. She was on the potty anyway.
Oh, and then when she got up, she was like, like she did something bad.
She was getting concerned. She was like,
And this is not the first time that this happened. I mean, you guys may remember the story when she pooped in the car seat and she lost it. So, maybe I didn't tell that story. If I didn't, let me know.
No, I think you did.
And if I didn't, let me know.
She was not thrilled.
Yeah, so we just stopped. By Monday, Renee was like, Renee went through half of Monday, well, most of Monday, and said she's not ready.
I was like, she's not ready. Just stressing us out. It's stressing her out. She doesn't know what we want from her. And
if we're having to hug her while she's on the potty, she ain't ready.
Yeah. She's screaming, crying like she doesn't want anything to do with this. I don't think she's ready.
Right.
So, we slapped the diaper back on her. We didn't say anything. We didn't tell her what was going on. We didn't make a big deal. Just slapped a diaper on her and continued on. And neither of them questioned a thing. Let's talk about Maya.
Yeah, so Miss Maya.
After her first pee, girlfriend got it. Like, it clicked instantaneously. Her second pee, she went and got on the potty herself. I was like, well, all right. And it's been pretty good since then.
Right.
She's had a couple of accidents, pee wise. She is not poop trained. Let me put that out there right now. Girlfriend has pooped in her pants and on the floor.
I think today's probably like the first time she got close.
She got close. She actually went and sat down on the potty. And she peed and she pooped. The problem is her pants were still up.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the.
It happens.
It happens, but we're getting there.
It happens.
I think she'll be completely trained by the end of this week.
Yeah.
And she'll have a couple more weeks with no panties, and then we're gonna go big girl panty shopping.
Hey.
We're gonna go let her pick out her own big girl panties.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's been our adventures in potty training. I would say this was successful.
Was it as bad as you thought?
You know, to be honest, I can't remember the three. I remembered my kids transitioning from diapers to training pants. I remember wiping butts. I remember accidents, but I don't remember the actual potty training stuff. I don't. And I think so. Maybe it wasn't. I don't know if I remember this. Maybe I will because I was a little bit more involved for 2 days.
Well, we're gonna. Well, and
plus, I mean, I don't know.
Plus, the potty ass is there, so we'll have it.
And plus, I'm getting old too. So.
but I mean. It wasn't as bad as I thought. There wasn't as much poop on the floor as I thought there'd be.
Oh, but there was poop on the floor.
There was poop on the floor, but not as much as I thought there'd be.
Yep.
There was more pee, but the pee didn't bother me. I just wiped it up.
We did have to throw a book away.
Yeah.
Because it got some poop on it.
Yeah.
It was a Chick-fil-A book.
It was a lost cause. We're like, look, why are we trying to save a book that has poop on it? No. Poop book, trash book. But the pee wasn't so bad. You just wiped it up and kept going.
Right.
I say Maya's pretty close to potty trained. She has to work out some issues, but I'm proud of her. I'm proud of Zoe too.
Yeah. I'm proud of you for recognizing that she wasn't ready and being okay with it. You know, I'm gonna be honest. I was worried if she was not ready, how you would handle it.
Oh, you thought I would freak out?
Not necessarily freak out, but I was more just more worried about it. I thought maybe that it wouldn't be, you wouldn't be okay with it, but more just, oh man, you know,
like
damn kid,
like, oh, I was hoping so, but no.
right.
No.
So I mean that was it. I mean, I don't, you know, I'm not trying to, but anyway.
Got you. So that was potty training.
Yeah,
it's a continuing thing. We'll try again with old girl in January. We'll see how she goes.
Right.
And then this past week, towards the beginning of the week, my throat was feeling a little sore. I felt a little run down. I was like, all right, well, it happens. Then a couple days later, I had sinus pressure, a bad headache. I felt achy. I spiked a fever. And then that night, my freaking throat hurt so bad. It hurts so much to swallow that I was holding my like spit in my mouth.
Saliva.
My spit in my mouth to keep from swallowing. Like, I would swallow and I would flinch. That's how bad it hurt. And my fever went up and down between 99 and 102. So I was like, oh, I hope it's not strep. So the next morning I went to the doctor and they did some tests. She tested for mono and she tested for strep and negative for both. She was like, well, it's a viral tonsillitis. Can't do anything for those. Just have to wait it out. I was like, what?
You gotta wait it out.
And I was like, oh my God. Because I was like, I can't do it. So I went home. I took off work that day because I felt like crap. Laid on the couch, pretty much, with the girls bothering me. And, you know, the chloroseptic throat spray wasn't working. And so at the end of the night, around like 10:30, 11, I was like, my throat hurts so bad. I need some relief. So Jay went and got me ice cream because as I'm eating the ice cream, my throat doesn't hurt as bad, you know, but I have to keep eating it.
It means you keep eating the ice cream.
Keep eating the ice cream. But after that day, my throat started feeling better bit by bit every day. And now it's perfectly fine.
Congratulations, babe.
Thanks. I mean, it doesn't feel normal, but it doesn't hurt. So that was my first case of tonsillitis. Yay me.
Congratulations.
But from the tonsillitis, I didn't know this at the time, but what was it? It was Sunday? No. Saturday. Saturday, we were outside and I was taking a little walk with the twins down the street and back. And on the way back, like, my legs started to itch really bad. And it was weird because my legs used to itch when I didn't used to really walk that much. And when I would do exercise, they would tingle and itch. Well, itch like that. But I thought it was weird because, you know, I've been exercising. So I pulled up my pants leg and I looked and I saw what it looked like some insect bites. I was like, oh, I'm getting ate up. I was like, I'm gonna go inside. And then I
was like, go inside, take your pants off and throw them in the dryer.
Yeah, because the bugs could be in there. So I went inside, I took off my pants. I was like, whoa, this is not bug bites. I had hives all over my legs and they itched so bad. It was my first time I've ever had hives. And if you never had it, it just looks like varying sizes of mosquito bites.
It's crazy. It's not even very.
And it spreads so weird. And so Jay saw it, and he walked in, and his jaw dropped. He was like,
"Holy shit!"
And I had already had my sister on the line. She's
like, "Thanks, Jay."
She's an allergist, so you know she told me to take 2 Benadryl
and call her in the morning.
Actually, that's kind of what she said. And so I took the Benadryl, and oh, it was itchy so bad. It was torture. But a half hour later, the hives were gone. And I was like, oh, I don't have, you know, I'm not getting knocked out. 45 minutes later, I was like, I guess the Benadryl doesn't really affect me. Yeah. Hour later, crash.
Right.
Slept for like three and a half hours, and I was still tired when I woke up. Felt like I had a hangover. But before I went to sleep, I felt drunk. It's weird. I've never had Benadryl, so it's weird. But so I was like, all right. Deidre was like, well, it could be that something bit you, or that you, you know, touched something. That I was like, oh, okay. She said, we'll see. So the next day, we were going to Wild Eggs. We were about to walk out the door. I put on pants, and I felt the familiar itch at the back of my knee. I was like, oh no. Looked. Little grouping of hives. Stripped off my pants fast as I could and just watched them spread.
I was like, oh, okay, we're getting ready to do this. Oh, wait a minute, but the kids were still awake.
I called Deidre, my sister, and she said, okay, this is related to your tonsillitis because your body is fighting and it's reacting weirdly. So she said, I recommend taking Zyrtec for several days and then stop and then see how it goes. So took Zyrtec. It took a little longer than Benadryl to work, but it did work. The hives went away. So so tomorrow is my last day taking Zyrtec, and then we're going to see if I still get hives when I put on pants. So
all right.
I'll be at home that day. No, I won't be. Yes, I will be at home that day.
Is that Thursday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nope. It's a Wednesday. We'll see what happens. So, yeah. So, that was my first interaction with tonsillitis. First interaction with hives.
Yep. And then Saturday also, I fixed the washing machine. Friday night, Renee was going to wash clothes. And we noticed that the washing machine would not go into spin. So, we had like these drenched clothes in the washing machine. So we went up and did some investigation, found that it was the part, looked like it was broken, which could have been the door switch. So I looked, did some YouTube in and everything, and we got together, and I went down, you know, woke up early Saturday morning, went down to the electronics appliance part shop here in Louisville, Kentucky, and I got the door switch, the safety latch switch that was broken, and I replaced it for like $100, saved us some money, and fixed it myself.
Woo!
Woo!
Congratulations.
So, yeah. So I'm sitting here looking through my Amazon list, and you remember that game Codenames?
Yes.
I'm taking it off right now.
Good.
No offense to anyone.
No. I mean, it was okay game, but there are games that are better.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah. And then also, so before the Duke game, before potty training week started, Renee's mom had to go into the hospital. She was weak. She wasn't feeling too well. And they couldn't figure out what's going on. She had like, her blood pressure was up.
She had fever,
temperature was up, and they could not figure what was going on. She was in there for like a week. She got out, you know, the following Thursday, them trying to figure out what was going on, everything else. It was
a little frustrating.
It was a little frustrating.
They couldn't figure out what was going on. Yep. They were giving her blood pressure meds, and her blood pressure still wasn't coming down. It was just frustrating. But right.
So ended up, you know, they feel it was the radiation.
Yeah, I feel it was radiation poisoning.
That she was having.
Like, radiation poisoning sounds so scary.
Yeah, radiation poisoning. and so she's back home. She's stronger. She's still recovering. We're all coming together as a family as always and helping where we need to be. So could really use your thoughts, and those that pray, those that send positive vibes, send them, and just, you know, if you're just thinking, you know, just, you know.
Think of the crackers and the Valentine.
Yeah, think about us all and everything. We really, 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 really would appreciate that. And then they're making some changes to what some of her treatment and stuff like that, which is going to be for the better. And
it's kind
of while we're going to be cutting the show short, maybe, or you may sense we're rushing, but
we have some things, some family things
we
to
got
discuss.
Some stuff to talk about.
Talk about it.
All right. Anyway, so, all right, let's go ahead and wrap up this section. Let's get to some tech and media. How's that sound, babe?
Sounds great.
Technology.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
All right. Yeah. So in tech, you know, we've been trying to figure out a way to watch some our DVR or our TiVo shows in the back. We were able to purchase a TiVo Mini, which is a little mini DVR box, but it doesn't DVR. It's just, it lets us play DVR shows off of our other DVR box. So, Mulholland would be proud. You know, he helped me out a little bit. I set up an access point up front. I ran some cable up front. I didn't have to drill any holes. I have it going along the baseboards and stuff like that, and over the doors, and it looks all right. It's blue cat 5 cable. Don't judge me. It's cat 5 cable. I'm not putting cat 6 up there.
What's the judgment from?
Because it's a cat 5 cable. Because I'm cheap. Oh, okay. So I ran my access point up there, and it was my old 4500 Netgear router.
Mm-hmm.
But what I found is that router has a hard time with the TiVo in the box when I'm running my TiVo Mini. So I end up having to run a switch. I'm talking techie now.
You are.
I had to run a switch up front, and I have my access point coming off of it. But then I have the TiVo in its own port away from the access switch. So I'm getting the benefit, and I'm running my TiVo Mini back here on this router, and it's amazing. So it's like I have cable in this room now.
It's kind of nice. We get to wow and watch TV at the same time.
Yeah. So it's really nice. I want to say thank you, Mulholland, for helping me out. Because that TiVo has to be wired in order to do this. And I didn't want to run a MOAC ad hoc or whatever connection that they want. I'm not doing all that. I'm just
you weren't playing their reindeer games?
No, I'm not playing that. That's more money. So got that going. I'm excited. We get to watch TV while we wow.
And that's exciting.
And we gonna watch. I mean, it's been like, what, 4 years since we've been here.
Since what? We've really been in here for a long period of time?
Yeah.
Yes, it's true. The girls ruin everything.
Yeah. And then I also purchased a new blood pressure monitor for the house. It's a Omron 10. It connects to my phone, and I can have all my stats there. And I've been trying to make sure that, you know, I'm staying healthy and everything. Speaking of which, I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow.
Woo.
Because, you know, Renee was talking about her sickness. Let's talk about what I had going on. Saturday, the bottom parts of my leg seemed like they were on fire, and they were real tender. And that would happen on Saturday, and they were kind of like that on Sunday. They're not as bad today. But I did send a picture to my doc, and the nurse called and looked at it and was like, yeah, you might want to come in. It can be one of two things. One of them was, I can't remember what the other one was, but I remember cellulitis was one of them, you know, so they want to just bring me in to, make sure, check it out, see if it is. I'll probably have to get antibiotics, which means I'll have to get probiotics.
Yes.
Because you know how my body does when I'm on probiotics.
Yeah, antibiotics. It does not. Well, lucky for you, we have some.
Yeah. So I may take my blood pressure machine in just to make sure it's
the same as
the theirs. Same as theirs and stuff like that. Because when I'm here, my blood pressure runs fine. But when I get over there at the office, it seems like it's higher. But I don't know.
Well, it's because it's probably
at your doctor's office.
Your body doesn't like it. Doesn't.
Yeah, my body's like, get me out of here. What are you doing to me, man? So I'm pretty trying much. To save you. I'm trying to save you, body. Why are you fighting me?
Body's a nice body. Bag.
All right. Anyway. So that's been our tech. Let's go into some media. So media wise, babe, what we got going? The Walking Dead premiere was last night.
Dude, no spoilers. Promise. But I just want to say, whoa.
It was intense.
It was the most intense so far of the series. That's not a spoiler. Okay, it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Things happen. I will say that. It wasn't a boring episode. So
right. Yeah, things happen. Yeah. Zombies died.
Yeah, zombies died.
You know.
There are some episodes where zombies don't die. But
zombies are dying. You just don't see them die.
That's true. They're always dying.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a thing.
Or zombies are being they're not dying. They're what are being done to them?
They're being liberated.
Liberated. They're being free.
They're being free.
And you're reading. What you reading, babe?
So last week I mentioned I finished Summer Sisters and I started reading what was it called? High School Confidential Secrets of an Undercover Student, about this, you know, older dude who pretends he's a senior and it's not clear why. It's because he's bored with his life or something. It's really weird.
Right.
But I have to say, I'm more than halfway through it. I'm like, this did not happen. I need to go back and make sure it's not a work of fiction. From what I read, I thought it was a true story. I was like, there's no way this is true. This is weird. It just doesn't... I'm reading it as fiction now. Because I can't think of it as real life. Because it's...
Is he like having sex?
It's disconcerting.
Having sex with kids?
No, that was one of his rules.
So why are you saying this isn't real?
I don't know. It's just not... The way the kids are interacting, it's just weird.
I wonder how they're... Now I'm curious to hear
what... I don't know. They're like, hey, brother or bro or something. I don't know. It's just... The language seems off. But they are in California. I don't know what they were talking like in California back in, you know...
But, yeah, I mean, you heard... What, I mean, how old are these kids?
15, 16, 17, 18.
I mean, you remember Daniel when he was younger and...
Oh, yeah. I didn't understand what the heck
this
he
was kinda, saying. It can be kind of weird.
I guess it could be weird. I mean, real, but...
A little awkward, you know, and... You know, I think... yeah. Anyway.
And I'm reading something else.
What you read?
But I'm not going to say what I'm reading.
Oh.
Let's just say Nikki knows what I'm reading.
Oh, Nikki knows what you're reading.
Yeah.
I know what you're reading.
And you know what I'm reading. That's all I'm going to say.
And Muhogan knows what you're reading.
And Muhogan knows what I'm reading. And I am over halfway through that.
And I need to start reading.
Yep.
Oh, can I read? I heard. But can I read? I don't know.
I'm sure they're okay with you reading.
You think they're okay with me reading?
I think they're okay.
I think they don't want me to read because they think I won't read it because, you know, I'm bad at it, which is fair. Anyway.
Enough
Johnson Pullen.
Johnson Pullen.
Oh, so what I am reading, the Pathfinder Core Handbook. I'm actually rerolling my Pathfinder character. I'm making a cleric. I've been an oracle for a little bit. I think I'm ready to get back into the cleric business. I'm looking to do the 3.5 style cleric. Muhogan will be proud, but it's gonna be a Pathfinder. And I'm in the book, and I am. I got to hard copy the book. I have like all the files and stuff like that, but it's something about having the book and being able to flip real fast to the spells and try to figure it out and going over to the gods and the domains and stuff like that and figuring that out. And so right now I know I am going to be a neutral good cleric. I think I'm most likely doing the travel domain and I'm going to be a dwarf.
Mm-hmm.
Which is awesome because a dwarf speed is normally 20 feet.
Yeah.
But being able to travel domain plus long strider, I can go 40.
Like me.
But, you know, so I'm still thinking through it. I'm going to follow the Caden God.
Okay.
Which is the God that has most of his temples are in the bar.
Of course you are.
So yeah.
Why am I not surprised?
Yeah.
But I was told I could advertise this. So the book I'm reading.
But I'm pretty sure she didn't want you to interrupt me though.
You finished.
Okay.
It's called Kyrene Chronicles of Kaelin, Book 1, written by Nikki Moore, illustrations by Ryan Armstrong. Nikki Moore is Zabi, for those of y'all who didn't know.
Yeah, Zabi has a book coming out.
It's a fantasy book, and I love fantasy. It's and her daughter Ryan does the illustrations, which are amazing, by the way. And I'm actually really enjoying it. The characters are very engaging. I wish I was as pretty as Kyrene. Kyrene. Is it Kyrene or Kyren? Because I've been like doing it. Kyrene. Kyrene. It's probably Kyrene. But I like it. So sorry I interrupted you, but I wanted to get that out there since they said I could.
Oh, no. I know. I was just messing with you, babe. I was absolutely messing with you. So, in the other book that I'm reading is She Comes First.
Whee.
Like Renee Comes First. And it's about cunnilingus and the woman anatomy and about how, you know, I can, you know, step up my game making Renee feel good.
There's always something.
Yeah, you can
to
always
learn.
Improve as more to
yeah,
learn,
like no
know?
One knows everything about
right.
everything. You so, just don't.
So, you know. Being the man that, not the man that I am, but just being who I am and like being able to work on techniques and just kind of better myself. And this is one of those books that, you know, one of my self-improvement books of the year that I want to read. So there you go. But yes, the book is called She Comes First. Boom. Yeah. I can say cunnilingus, right? That's.
Cunnilingus is not a curse word.
Okay.
Cunnilingus is not a dirty word.
Yeah.
It is a medical term.
Yeah,
man. I don't know if it's medical, but it's a official term. It's not slang, so.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, doing my part, making sure.
Doing his part
for a
womankind.
Healthy marriage. Yeah. You know, for what we need, for not what we need, but for something I want to give for my marriage. Hey, you know, you got to read up on all this stuff.
Research,
well, I do.
Research.
I gotta research, you know. So let's go to the books. And also, we've been playing World of Warcraft Legion and
Woo!
Having a blast.
We have been. So we've
yes.
been playing Legion, and I am enjoying the heck out of my mage. Actually, way more than I thought I would. Not to say I didn't think I would, but it's just surprising me how much I enjoy it. I blast things with fire. And I feel very BA while doing it.
Yeah.
So, enjoying it myself.
All right. Well, Cooley, oh, let me drop this out of here. Because, babe?
Yes?
Would you say that's a show?
That's a show.
All right. You heard it here first.
Yeah, we're going to go and get out of here.
Check the show notes. Because we are going to have a link to the book Kyrene with a long E, and it is Chronicles of Kaelin, Book 1. You can pre-order it. It's coming out November 1st, 2016, by none other than Miss Nikki Moore. So go check it out.
So I know someone famous.
Yeah.
So,
man, it's like
take that, y'all.
All these authors we know and stuff like that. I just. I don't know. I
what?
Feel like I shouldn't be around some of these people.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I feel maybe I should become an author. I thought that was your next.
No, man. You don't want to read my book. No one wants to read my book.
What would you write?
I'll probably write about Cunnilingus or something like that. Or country boys.
That's a little bit of a copycat move, but all right.
Well, no, I maybe could. I don't know. I don't know what I write a book about. Maybe I write about a small town boy married to a rich girl, live up on Uptown. You know, somebody from Mayberry went to this highfalutin town and conquered this lady's heart. You think that'd be a good story?
Yeah, I guess.
She didn't hear a word I said.
I didn't. I was looking at the beautiful cover of Nikki's book.
I told you. So she didn't hear a damn word.
I did not hear a damn word you said.
So.
I admit it. Not a damn word.
There you go, folks. See? If I was reading, see?
At least I admitted it.
Yeah, I know. There you go. That's how we roll. But thing is, I know how to get her attention. That's why I'm reading the book. She comes first. She won't be ignoring me then. And yes, Mahogan, that's a Billy Joel song. Don't judge me.
What is?
I think it's a small town girl living in the city or something like that.
No, it's not a Billy Joel song. It's Journey.
Oh, that's right, Journey. Anyway. But no. Anyway. So how can people get a hold of us, Renee?
If you all wanted to get a hold of us, you can reach us by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. And the Facebook page is facebook.com/ValentineCast.
If you would like to call us, you can't because we got rid of the line. Video can be seen. Did you say what the Facebook page was? It's facebook.com/ValentineCast.
I didn't know.
I didn't
know. The
number's
not even in there.
I wasn't listening. The Facebook page, ValentineCast. Facebook.com/ValentineCast. Video can be seen at YouTube.com/ValentineCast. My Twitter feed is The Cowboy, THECAOBOI. Renee's Twitter feed is The Ice Flow. After Music, Pretty Likes Music, Bed Music, Andrew Allen Trio. I think they have a new album coming out. I think they just kicked off today. I need to go back and check because, you know, I've been busy at work. So, anyway, you all have a great week. Be thinking about us. We'll be thinking about you. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Bye, everybody.
Love you all. Bye,
bye.
Now. Uptown Girl is a Billy Joel song.
Boops. That's not the song you were singing. You sang, I'm just a funny girl living a lonely world. That's Journey.
See, that's why I don't push.
Uptown Girl is Uptown Girl.
That's why I don't push the stop button until now.